Wake it up, make me doggy. 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 Wake it up. Wake up, make me doggy. Wake it up, make me doggy. Wake it up, make me doggy. So, Wake Up, Make Me Doggy Show, starring Dougie Mexican Almeida, Mexican from Danger Studios in Carl Creek, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida. Mexican. Woo! Mexican. Let's dance, everybody.
Welcome to the Wake Up, Make Me Doggy Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Tuesday afternoon in Danger Studios, located in the beautiful Coral Springs, Florida. And as usual, after many years of service, Mr. Peter Leonard is to my left.
How's everybody today? Hey, good afternoon. Hi, everybody.
And you kind of got like a...
What?
No, I'll get to you in a minute. And of course, Mr. Elgin David.
What is up, everybody? Having a great day.
By the way, we got a lot of responses. We're getting a lot more subscribership here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And those of you on Facebook Live Land, understand that you guys, if you want to catch up on and hear the, you know, you're watching us on a friggin' iPad.
Yeah. That's how bored you are.
Right. Right. So imagine if you were listening to us in the full quality of these expensive fucking microphones.
Now, do you have to get new headphones?
No.
They adjust? Your head looks a little bigger.
Yeah.
No, I would brag about the listenership going up.
Well, I was trying to until you just insulted the size of my head.
No, but it is cool, though.
No, it is.
We're getting a lot of subscribers.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Thank you guys
first of all,
for listening.
Well, so it's too late for me. He still thinks there's a chance, but you're an up and comer.
Apparently.
This could catapult you bigger than that wild and out shit, you know?
Maybe.
That's why he shows up.
Maybe. Right.
In fact, I like the shirt.
Thank you.
Which girl on the show gave that to you?
Yeah.
Who'd you fuck to get that shirt? Did you have to fuck somebody to get on that show, too? Are you like a little Harvey Weinstein Jr.?
No, actually. But
all right. Well, you mind if I control the fucking show there, dipshit? You're going to bring up Harvey Weinstein already?
No, just a natural lead. But no.
Natural lead. Thank you. That's right.
Fuck it. It's your show. Elgin David, ladies and gentlemen.
Peter Leonard is just such a radio guy that once he starts talking on a mic, it's like trying to get a guy off your fucking mini bike when you're a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Remember when that one guy got the fucking mini bike?
You have to put your stick in the spokes while he's going by.
Yeah.
And he won't get off it.
Right.
And you're like, fucking.
Yeah. I'd have to get him off a fucking broom handle.
You can't stop him. He just keeps going
just
by.
Just whizzing around.
And you're waiting.
Fishing line stretched between two trees. That'll get him off that fucking thing.
Hey, Jimmy, grab the clothesline.
Yeah. No, he'll see the clothesline, man. You want a nice 30-weight fucking...
Oh,
nice.
That would hurt really bad.
Well,
if you were going by on a mini bike, wouldn't it like slice his head off like
pretty
a
much.
Horror movie?
But Peter has no feelings.
No, listen, depends on who the kid was, you know. Little Jimmy up the street, fuck him. He banged my sister. I don't have a sister, but he banged her. Anyway.
All right, so as I was saying, how you were defending yourself for not running off with things. Jesus God, you know what I mean?
It's like, Jimmy ran off with my sister.
I guess you put a fucking judge jacket on you and a fucking wig and a mallet when you're in this room.
Speaking of judge,
listen, don't speak of nothing.
A new story.
No Yankees, baby. No speaking of nothing.
Yankees at 5:00. Put the game on. Where's the TV in here, man?
It was nice, by the way, on Monday night to have to be able to watch something else.
Yeah.
Besides football.
Oh boy.
You know, baseball is becoming America's game again.
Oh wow.
You know, they also came back, of course, the lower ratings this past Monday night. And I imagine it has a lot to do with the Yankee games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so fucking stupid. There's plenty of black people.
Listen,
why don't you...
One black guy.
Why don't you just come in here with a fucking hood on?
There's one black guy.
Why don't you just come in here with a swastika on your face, even though you're Jewish?
You know, I worked in sports radio for, 15 years. I got to tell you, the statistics every year... there's more Asian and Dominican.
There's a lot more Hispanics. Hispanic, between, you know.
And they've pushed.
But listen, it doesn't. Here's the, wait, what the fuck? Who
the
cares? These are
players. Play
as an athlete, I'm a. Listen, as an athlete, I don't give a fuck. You know, whatever the whoever the makes of the team. Yeah. That's all I give a shit about.
But I'm saying they're choosing a different sport.
What do you mean you don't give a shit like all black?
Because they're choosing a different sport. There's more players on a football. There's 50 players on a football team.
All right, listen, before you get into more boring things like numbers,
there's 10 players on a baseball team. So that's what, and there's more opportunity. They make more money. That's a shorter career.
Before you get into more boring things like
Jesus
numbers.
Christ.
That was
I
good.
Mean, Jesus.
Hey, what about the Masters golf tournament? Have you seen my black hockey player? Have you ever seen a black hockey player?
Peter Leonard, I'm getting to the point where I'm about to stick my pen through your fucking neck. All right?
Pencil. Make it a
Jesus
pencil.
God. It's
I
like trying
lead
to
poisoning. Kill me.
It's now. Like one of those cars that won't stop. Like, turn ignition off.
No,
all right.
I drink too much coffee. No more coffee. Take
yeah, thank God. By the way, speaking of that, we have a Wawa's. You know, we're in South Florida, and they're just now they're hitting. We finally have one opening up, which is about a couple miles from here.
Yeah. There's a few of them going to be opening up all over the place.
Yeah, they're really going nuts.
You're kind of not that far from 441.
That's what I said. I'm about 2.5 miles
it's
away,
open,
right?
It's
3 miles.
Open.
Yeah, didn't I just fucking say that?
No, you said about to open.
No.
Oh,
I said they're about to open a bunch, but I said they just opened.
Rewind the tape.
Yo, Peter is fucking off the charts today.
No.
What
just,
did you take before you came into the
I'm
studio
just happy.
Today?
Listen, it's a beautiful day. The humidity is low.
Oh my God.
I feel healthy for once.
Yeah,
that's good.
Your mouth won't stop.
I'll stop.
Hey, listen, you're a professional. You know, you're like a bad alarm clock. You know, the modern day ones, you can set them and they know their place. They actually figure out when you need to wake up. Meanwhile, you just keep beeping away. Oh, you want me off?
Some people like that.
What the fuck? No, some people like it, but you know,
I'll be fine.
You're the kind of person who likes to watch a 3-hour movie.
I'll be okay.
So. We have a Wawa's. They just opened the one down the street.
Okay.
Now, I've eaten at Wawa. I've been on the road. I've been up in different places, and I've enjoyed the Wawa. You know, I think it's a nice place. You obviously never been, because
I've been inside of one, but I didn't understand the concept. But now that you're telling me this, you go up to a screen, and you order your sandwich, and you order everything, and that's amazing.
Like, you know, especially
I want
to
go.
To me, especially if you're traveling, you know, I got to fill up the tank. I got to go somewhere, get some coffee. I got to go to Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks or something. And then I want to get lunch. I want to get something for the road. I want to eat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Here, you go to Wawa's, fill the tank, go walking in, get a coffee, and then go to the board. And there's a nice board there. They're like, you want roll? You want wheat? You want white? You want, you know? I could use you now, Mr. Food Fuck. You know, don't be
it
a little
cuts
prick,
out,
little
it
fucking
cuts
bitch
out
over
all
there.
All of the human interaction out of the equation.
Yeah, you don't have to explain things.
You don't have to talk to a human person.
You want pickles
you
or not?
In, you get everything you want.
You want mayonnaise, mustard, spicy, whatever. You make a decision.
It's cool, but it's like a robot.
Lettuce, tomato, any extras?
Wow.
And then boom, you hit it in. Yeah. If you want a shake, they got good shakes there too. So if you don't want a if you want a coffee and it's you know driving, maybe I'll get like a mocha shake.
How many machines are there that you can like?
A lot.
They're like all around this bay, right? Would you call it an island?
You'd call it like a center, like a half moon center thing that people, where there's workers back there. There's a semicircle.
Okay.
And then there's probably 2, 4, 6, maybe 8 screens.
Okay. And there'll be people lined up at the screens.
Yeah. And not that, you know, and it's, and I'll tell you what, I've been there, I've stopped in there 3 or 4 times in the last month, and there's never been like a big line.
JT Mutt says Lake Worth has a Wawa's.
Mm-hmm. There's a Wawa there,
but they just opened one down the street. So you get on your road, and the sandwiches are good. You know,
they have tables. I drove by there at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. I had gone somewhere, went to pick some stuff up down in Parkland, and I drive by and I said I was out of gas. I stopped in. They have tables outside where people were actually they'd gone there to eat dinner.
They're
you know
hanging,
what I mean? The
out,
Wawa
they're hanging out at Wawa.
Dinner.
That's a little pushing it.
At a gas station.
But,
thinking,
you know, if you need to get something quick, you want a sandwich, you want to sit in a Subway, that's a good time. I want to fill up my tank, get a little sandwich, pick everything I want. Not even have to open my mouth.
Right.
But, you know, they're probably out there because it's new and they want to, like,
it's a fresh
experience.
Look.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to become, like, the thing. People aren't going to be going to dinner at Wawa's.
You know what? But there's people from the Philadelphia area, and you know there is a Wawa, Pennsylvania. That's where the company is from. And everybody from that area of you know, North America.
Yeah, I know.
Jersey.
When I used to drive down to Pennsylvania and visit family, we'd laugh because the name Wawa would just make us laugh.
Whoa.
Right.
I have a friend who has a stutter. We used to call him Whoa, Whoa, Wally.
So we have one.
Whoa, Wally.
We have a Wawa now. So my wife hasn't eaten in Wawa's yet, so that's going to be a nice little freebie, you know, to take her somewhere. Hey, we're going to go somewhere different.
That's funny.
Take her to Wawa.
Speaking of speaking of wives and relationships and the combination between male and female, boy, things just can't keep getting worse for Mr. Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. On the political side, my good friend, one of my good comedy friends, I already mentioned it, had posted something comparing, obviously, Harvey Weinstein to Trump. You know, and the idea is like, you know, listen.
Trump's not Jewish. Right?
I basically put, because it sized up the both the same.
Right.
And I basically said, but here's the difference. The testimonies of one stuck. You know, was held water, and the testimonies of the other one, none of them stood. They paid money. Of course, they paid money because they don't listen. I'm an advisor, right? I manage money, so we're licensed. So if somebody makes a complaint to the company, regardless if it's even fucking true,
right,
it hits you. And now, you know, they could blame anything they want, and you know, you got to die. That's why you got a CYA in this business. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure, and they can get it. And sometimes, if it's you know, the company will say, you know what. You don't want this to be a mark on your license. It's like having a herpes sore on your fucking lip on prom night.
So what did you do? Write a check?
Yeah, they basically said, "Look, we're going to settle this." And you know, and here's the thing. Yeah. Thank goodness for most of the companies I've worked for that when something like that, if a couple one or twice, you know, people, they said, you know, they would just go, you know what? We'll cover it. It's not obviously not your. We're not even going to expect you to.
Right.
You know, we don't want it to happen.
Well, you saw this Wolf of Wall Street, right?
Right.
Wolf of Wall Street. They were bringing hookers in. They were parading naked broads around. If that's not sexual harassment, you know, and because there's women in the workplace as well there. And, now, but it, back then, it wasn't about that. It was about the party and, you know, the 80s revolution, the sexual
harassment. What if that was going on in your office and then your wife came to visit and bring you lunch? And
right.
John works so hard. He stays at the office all night.
You want to hear the funniest story, man? I had a client, honest to God. Dougie, remember when...
Get off your phones, by the way. A couple listeners said, get off your fucking phone while you're on a radio show. That's what one guy said.
So listen to me.
All right.
So they have... remember when they had those day trading places popping up?
Right.
Somebody opened an office and they'd put 18 desks and you could go in.
Everybody's in a bullpen.
Yeah, but you could go in and just play all day and then you rent your little space there and just, you know... My friend had one and he said like at 5 o'clock every day, he'd have these like two hookers... In Boca, show up at his office, they'd lock the door, and he and a couple of friends would just have fun.
That's fascinating, Peter. You've been talking about the same thing for fucking 2.5 minutes.
No, but it's so stupid, man.
Here's a truthful story about, you talk about sex. Like, I used to work for one of these insurance companies, financial insurance, and my job was to represent the product lines to big brokerage firms. So, back when I started, it was, you know, if you want to take a bunch of brokers out, where do you take them? Well, you take them over to Rachel's,
right?
Which has a steakhouse,
right?
Uh huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they have that other gig next to it,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, hey, taking the boys out after the meet, after the meeting.
Yeah, there's dessert.
That can be the meeting.
Well, it is. I mean, well, you know,
pretty much.
You're meeting. You're definitely there's meat involved.
Yeah. Many sorts.
My ex-fiancée was a Rachel girl. Suzanne, remember?
Really,
Suzanne? Yeah.
But then, you know, like even if you went to Cheetah 3, they would put something else on the ticket.
Yeah.
But then, of course, companies got smart and they realized, you know, that's you can't be taken because all of a sudden, a divorce settlement, the wife complains about the husband. Meanwhile, he's being entertained by a company at a strip club getting banged in the back room.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sign off on that.
Right.
Exactly. So sex is, listen. It's a big hashtag Me Too, where all these women are coming out now, to, you know, talking about their experiences.
Me Three, I posted today because I'm telling you, Me Three.
Me Three. Uh-huh. I got molested by two chicks.
Yeah.
It only cost me $300.
Actually, it's true. I was two. I forgot about the second one until Elgin reminded me later on.
Peter Leonard, so you've been sexually harassed at the job place now?
Yeah, I was.
Because you've hogged up about 95% of the show so far, can you at least tell me this experience in the most laser way possible?
Sure. It was a woman.
Yeah?
Woman.
Was she attractive?
Radio station.
Was she attractive?
Miami,
let me ask the question.
Elder.
Was she attractive?
Would have been when I was about 9, yes.
All right.
If I was 9 and I could fuck her, I would have.
Oh, boy.
But if you're 9.
If I was 9.
I was
35 and she was, you know, about 50.
So if you were 9, you would have fucked her. When you were 9 years old, you would have had sex with a 50-year-old woman?
No, but if I was 9, she would have been only like 18, and she would have been looking good at that. You get it?
So instead of saying her age,
yes,
you decided to go with your age.
Yes.
And expect all of us to follow along.
Of course. Elgin got it.
So you're purposely trying to be a dick about this interview.
No, not at all.
All right, so you wouldn't fuck her unless she was like 20.
20 years younger than me. Or at least brought her at least five years below. She was about 12 years older than me.
Here's the thing. I don't know if you're really paying attention, but the question I asked was, as you view her at that moment, would you have banged her?
No. It would have been sexual harassment.
No.
If I found her attractive, if she had come out to me in her chica way,
so how did she?
I would have just taken her home and fucked her. But she looked like probably Elgin's. What do you call a grandmother? Tita? Something?
By the way, listen.
Abuelita.
Abuelita, sí.
You're following along. Why is he not answering my question? No, he's not. Was she attractive?
No.
You could say no, she was not attractive at all. You could fucking said that.
No, you said would you have banged her?
Well, if I was dancing on a fucking sailboat, what the fuck are you talking about? Jesus Christ, just answer the fucking question.
At the Copa. Okay. No, she was vile, man.
All right.
Could have braided that hair.
All right, I got you. So she was not attractive.
All right, get to what happened.
Yeah, so look.
Nobody asked you that.
Hold on a second.
You were right there. You were
what
leading
do you mean,
up
nobody...
to it, and you're leading in.
Nobody asked. You don't even know what it was. You're not even, listen.
You're not even following your own story?
Listen, can you need a fucking script?
I know exactly what happened.
Let's determine what we found out. She wasn't attractive. She was old. Now, here's what I want to know.
10 years younger than
Listen,
I am.
Listen, try to be somewhat clear on your conversations.
All right.
So now, how did she let you know? Like, in other words, did she come up and grab your ass? Did she verbally tell you what she wanted?
She started by the verbal things like, "Oh, Chico, you look really good today," and stuff like that. And I would, and I used to blow, you know, because not
no,
thinking,
thanks.
I used to, and I would say, thank you. You look good.
You would reciprocate you look good too.
No, because I know that could be misinterpreted.
I got you.
And she wasn't
leading.
You know, right.
It's like saying, okay, I'm cool with this. How about that?
And then, but also it could be, she could say, because that's, if you tell a woman in the workplace, you got to watch the films on this. It's ridiculous, man. You've seen them because
listen, everybody could be accused that, you know, if you do.
But if you say, "That's a beautiful dress. That really is a beautiful dress on you. The color makes your eyes pop." That's sexual harassment.
Listen, here's the thing you got to realize.
How fucked up is that?
Here's the thing you got to realize in the workplace.
It is.
Here's the thing you got to realize in the workplace.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example.
What?
Let's say you're working and you're actually banging one of the girls at work,
and she catches you jerking off. She says, "Why are you wasting?"
I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking stab you. I'm trying to be patient, and you're still
laughing.
Fucking acting like a complete fucking mofo.
That was a great. I had to jump.
So, you know, and this other girl now finds this out, even at your best attempt to keep it a secret. You know, because she probably catches you guys looking over the cubicle, like, "See you later." You know, that moment where you think no one's looking, and all of a sudden, now all she done, and then she comes up to you in the break room and says, "Oh, you know, my husband's getting mad and." He's being an ass. I'd really like to just go out one night and just do something, you know, do whatever I want.
So you said
I had a woman say that to me.
Wow.
I'm sitting in the fucking break room and drinking coffee in the morning. My husband's really pissed me off. I just really don't need to go out and, you know, just whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's like I'm sitting there going, what are you doing tonight?
Were you wearing pants?
Peter Leonard, I was sitting there naked in the break room.
I don't know.
I was sitting with a banana up my ass, by the way, and drinking a fucking coffee.
So what'd you say to her? Did you, you know, say you're dangerous?
I said, "Ooh, really? You know, you got to keep it open. That's like, wow. What, you know, you don't want to say what's wrong.
No,
you basically go, wow. You know,
there
that's
you go.
It.
All right, have
it
fun.
Up.
When you were single, did you ever bang a married woman?
I banged him. I told a story here about when I worked at Wags when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
I bagged this hot ginger chick with big titties and thin. She was like 5'9".
Ooh, boy.
She drove a lime green Cougar. like 1974 Mercury Cougar.
She was a lime green cougar. You just seen her skin.
It was the first. It was the first girl. It was the first woman or girl I made out with that smoked cigarettes.
Ugh. How was that?
But, to me, it was delicious.
I'll bet.
It was a new experience. I was 15.
Yeah.
And I had titties in front of me that I never thought I would ever see as a 15-year-old.
I'll bet. That's nice.
And she was married to a guy. I still remember his name.
What?
To this day. But his name was, oddly enough, Randy.
Dougie Almeida.
Randy. Try to follow along, Peter Leonard, because if you want to derail the fucking show.
I am following.
So, add to it. Don't. So, now, listen.
Why is that funny, Randy?
Randy Singer, like all of a sudden some. Jesus God, he's like a fucking.
I didn't get the Randy.
He's like a 2-year-old.
Did you say Randy
Singer? You're so focused on speaking that your ears
no,
are.
No, I'm not
you
at
might,
all.
You might as well have a fucking thumb up your ass.
Okay.
In your ear at this point. Listen to the show.
Thumb out of my ass. I am listening to the show.
God, man.
Wow.
So. Now,
I'm just going to beat you for my water. Calm down. Coming back.
So he ends up figuring it out. Can't much like the girl in the sexual harassment idea, right? Where she gets mad and all of a sudden she tells her boss, I said something about my husband and Doug said that I should go out and fuck him, You know what I mean? That's the way that story would be reinterpreted.
Exactly. Right?
Because she has a vendetta.
She'll twist it around.
You know what I mean? Please talk into the mic. Now that I want to hear you when you actually
twist
have something to say.
She'll twist so, it around. Jam you up.
You know, they're going to use that moment. So when we talk all about this sexual harassment thing, my advice to everybody is, keep your whistle clean. You know what I mean? Don't get caught up in that shit. Be smart.
Here's a millionaire who can get the $3,000 night hooker, bang the shit out of her. What are you doing going for Angelina Jolie?
Well, dude, listen, hold on a second. Let's not be idiots.
Please.
The guy had the opportunity to bang the hottest fucking chicks.
He didn't. He was a married guy.
Hold on a
and
second.
They were, some of them were married women.
Peter, what
this
are you,
is a man in a power position.
Right.
You just asked me. You just got. This is why I know you're being
using
completely
that power
like disruptive
to sexually abuse these women.
Yeah,
and it's a terrible thing.
Right.
Right. Well, thank you there, Mr. Angel Boy.
Well, come on.
Listen, everybody knows it's wrong. You don't. It's not a question of. It's not. I'm not saying. I'm not glorifying. What I'm saying to you is, you're asking why would a guy? This is why he's a power guy.
Just said that.
Right. But here's the big part. Why would, it's not like you're trying to bang the hottest waitress at fucking the Bennigan shift. Uh-huh. You're banging fucking Angelina Jolie. You're trying to have sex with some of the hottest women in the world. That's your bucket list. Could you imagine, this guy is such an egotistical
bucket list.
That's his, listen, think about, everybody's got a different bucket list.
Yeah, but his bucket list is to fucking, oh my God.
Why, isn't it, when you think
that's sick.
Well, listen, I'm not him.
I'm just saying, that's fucking sick. And then he deserves every fucking thing that he gets.
Louis B. Mayer, number one. That's all I'm going to say. You guys look him up. Louis B. Mayer, famous for this. The casting cat. That was what it was. Number two, at least he didn't drug him like Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby called Harvey Weinstein an amateur.
Yeah.
No, he really did. He said, this guy's an amateur. at least I got to fuck them. He just, came
You know,
close.
It's like some comics need to use props.
Yeah. I use Quaaludes for a prop.
I'm a prop.
Look, here's a little Pez. Try one of these.
Did you guys hear some of the tapes that was
of
Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is he really that pervy?
He's
on
creepy,
it?
Yeah. He's like, just come inside, please. Just come in for 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. Just come in. I'm not, I promise I won't do anything. She's like, no, I don't feel comfortable. Oh, come on. Don't embarrass me. Go inside. Like, it was fucking creepy.
Almost, yeah, begging and shit.
Well, this guy.
It's like, don't ruin
this guy's
your
not coming back from this.
No.
No way.
Here's a question I'll ask you guys. Do you think you'll think we'll find out he committed suicide in the next 6 to 12 months?
I was thinking about
that. Wow.
I'll tell you one thing. He'll go and live with Roman Polanski over in France and shit.
Hey,
be
Roman,
fine.
You got a room? We got room over there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bring you a 9-year-old.
That should be a new sitcom, by the way. Those two hanging out.
Those two and Cosby. The three of them. It'll be like.
Guess who's coming over? Cosby.
No, Three's Company.
Some
shit like that,
Three's
right?
Company, yeah.
But I'll tell you something. What multimillionaire, fat, ugly Jew has not tried that with every woman he's ever taken out to dinner?
Now here's the thing. Here's the problem with it. Obviously, the evil aspect of it is that he's just trying to, he's trickery. It's an addiction because he's obviously, that's what I'm saying. When you think about how this fucking guy thinks, you got to think. That's why you ask why he's doing it. He's married. He shouldn't be doing it in the first place. Mm-hmm. A, B. If he wants to really have hot chicks, I'm sure he can find. And here's the thing. These are all the women that complain. How many girls do you think he actually banged?
Probably 1% of it.
Really? You think he had a 99% fail rate?
I'm pretty sure he probably had a better success rate.
Think so?
Yeah, think
so
about
it. So you can't, this is Card Sharks, and this dumbass goes, I think it's 99%. You'd be like, I think it's a little lower there, Chuck.
No, I don't know. I just think that, I think it would, if, listen, this guy has a 30-year history in Hollywood, it would have come out way before this. You know what I mean? If he,
well, let's look at the difference between politics and Hollywood. Number one, think about this. Think as a comic. I'll say this: how many comics do you know that deal with completely shitty comedy club owners just because they don't want to rough? You know, they don't want to cause an issue and affect their own livelihood.
A lot of them.
The difference is they're working for somebody they got to put up with that forgets their checkbook every once in a while, versus getting banged behind the copy machine.
Mm. Yeah, look, Courtney Love tried to warn everybody about Harvey Weinstein in 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was earlier than that.
I'm saying, though. You said, why hasn't it come out sooner?
So people spoke out because it became something.
Yeah, she's...
But the industry... It's the industry...
It comes out of a heroin addict.
Let me ask you.
Yeah. She said, if Harvey Weinstein... Or is it Weinstein or Weinstein?
Weinstein.
Weinstein invites you to a party at the Four Seasons, don't go. That was her advice for young actresses trying to make it in Hollywood.
Right. Keep it short and simple.
Right. Yeah, because you know what happened to her. But she was on heroin, and, you know, she'd suck his cock anyway for, you know, a bag.
Wow.
Maybe.
Well, I imagine.
Think. Listen, it's not a habit until you've sucked a dick for it.
That's why she's warning people. Usually when you get hit by the car, you tell people to stay out of the oncoming traffic.
Right? That's true.
That's usually what gives you the, once you're fucked, once you get screwed, it gives you a little more, hell, look, don't make the same mistake I did.
That's true.
Listen,
and you don't give a fuck at that point. To say
right, because you've been banged, you've been hurt, you've been wronged, and now you're ready to share. Mm. So I think the industry cloaked it.
And, you know,
I think the fact that it's that industry and it's so, the fear of being blacklisted in it, is there any other industry, maybe I shouldn't be asking people like Colin Kaepernick, but is there any in the industry that would say that being blacklisted is almost the worst thing that can ever happen?
Hollywood being famous is the biggest, that is the industry.
If you're blacklisted.
Yeah.
In politics, you could be voted in. You could win. If somebody, it doesn't matter, you can eventually vote in. If you're on a football team, you know, eventually other teams, if you're really talented, they go, fuck, I don't give a shit about that. You know, I'm going to take the gig because I want to win football games.
Wait a minute. What about being blacklisted like a Pete Rose, who is being kept out of the Hall of Fame? The guy was arguably one of the top 10, if not top 5, baseball players of all time, at least hitters of all time.
Yeah, but in the way that Harvey Weinstein is being blacklisted, he's not only being blacklisted from his profession, but like people are just not going to like him. They're going to detest him on a human level. So he's like being blacklisted from society in a way that, you're right, he might just like fucking go crazy.
Yeah, I think he may. I wouldn't be.
Because that's deep, man.
He'll move, man.
Or he's the kind of rich, powerful fuck that will just disappear and nobody will find out where he went.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
He'll get a haircut.
You think he's going to lose a lot of money?
I think he has so much money, it doesn't matter what he loses. You know what I mean? It's one thing if you lose the change in your pocket, you know, versus some, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, a guy like that, if he wants to go into seclusion, I'm sure he's got enough money to do that.
But you don't think he's going to go to jail or something?
Or
is he going to pay everybody off?
No, they're looking at.
They're trying to bring criminal charges now?
Yeah. In New York, Los Angeles and somewhere else. I think some in England, I think, because of that other actress. What's her name?
Because he has to. Yeah, he has to do some time. I don't know.
Well, listen. Again, when it comes to this kind of stuff, my advice to you guys are, all my male friends, my buds, my bros, if you're in a corporate setting, keep your whistle clean.
Keep it clean.
Don't be getting involved. You know, when they come walking in, they start telling you, oh, how do you think I look in this shirt?
What was her name in Scarface? Tony, I don't screw the help. Elvira.
Elvira.
Yeah.
I don't screw the help. That was the greatest line.
Yeah.
This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Elgin David.
Yeah.
Peter Leonard.
I won't screw the help.
And we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Steve Marshall, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And if there's anybody who likes to wake up late, it's me. Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. All
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
And it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. That's right.
Them.
Right. Here's a story. Pensacola, Florida. A 325-pound Florida woman is charged with killing her 9-year-old cousin by sitting on a child as punishment.
Oh, my God. That's fucked up. Keep going. Tell more of the story. I want to know what she did.
Veronica Green Posey, 64, was arrested and charged with homicide and cruelty toward a child. The Pensacola News Journal reported. Sheriff reports identified Posey as the girl's cousin. Paramedics and deputies responded to the family's Pensacola home following a 911 call when somebody said, "Oh, man!"
Oh, my God, it's not funny.
Posey told deputies she sat on Derricka Lindsay as discipline.
Oh, my God.
For being out of control.
Yeah.
Not like me. I got things in control.
Yeah. First, she beat her with everything in the house, I think.
During the punishment, Derricka told Posey and two other adult relatives who are identified in the report as the girl's parents that she couldn't breathe. When Posey got up, Derricka wasn't breathing. Oh, I thought she was bluffing.
She actually died from holding her breath. It wasn't suffocation. Her ass stunk. She actually held her breath on purpose and accidentally passed out.
The arrest report said Grace Jones Smith, 69, and James Edmund Smith were are charged with child neglect.
The Grace Jones? She had that fucked up haircut again?
Still? She was on Conan the Destroyer with Will Chamberlain.
Grace Jones.
By the way, wow. Joseph Ney says, yep, Friday at 10.
Friday at 10.
At the spotlight over there.
That's a secret code on the Wake Up with Dougie funny. Show.
That's perfect because I get off of work on Fridays at 9.
That's a yayo thing. That's
Grace Smith called Posey, who's her niece, to her house to help with disciplining the girl. I'm going to bang over your big old fat Annie.
It was a grandmother.
It was a grandmother?
Yeah.
That's right.
She Pay attention to your own show, will you?
Thank you. Sitting there not losing my temper because you're sitting there fucking around. And
I'm not doing anything.
Now you're not. But James Smith told investors that told the girl about 10 minutes before she complained she couldn't breathe.
Wow.
10 minutes. She told her, and then 10 minutes went by while she was still sitting on her.
Listen.
Sounds like she forgot.
If there was a 325-pound...
Honey, why did I come over here?
If there's a 325-pound woman sitting on a grown man's face, they're going to smother. You know what I mean? Forget like a 9-year-old. That's got to be the sickest shit ever, man. That's just fuck. They should lock them all up. Should all go to jail, all of them. Murder and then accessory to murder for the other two.
As the family has prior interaction with the child welfare system, a thorough quality assurance review will be conducted to review the prior interactions with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, if family and child services, you have a case, you have like a file with them, there's a fucking problem.
Well, guess what? Now they're going to take the child away from them. See?
Listen, let me ask these people. What I want to really ask this family is how do they feel about the people that aren't standing up during the national anthem? They feel empowered to make fucking good decisions in life?
Nah.
You're going to sit there and tell me about equality and stuff? This is fucking nonsense.
Yeah, so they'll take it away.
Let's worry about our own fucking kids. Let's worry about how we take care of our own fucking family before you sit there and tell me how you think the rest of the world should treat age or whatever the fuck it is.
Right.
Let's start focusing on what the fuck we have in our own house, in our own village, our own neighborhood, own fucking town, our own people I work with. Don't if you got a whore that you work with,
motherfucker.
Give us her phone number. Thank
right.
you for coming back finally.
Okay,
it's perfect. He's back.
I
think it is. I may be exposed, but I think it's that the Jew in you, is because you're buying a property now. You're going from renting to buying a property. So I think you're just like.
Shh. My ex-wife will do that. Shut up.
I think that's what I'm saying. I almost feel like...
He's kidding.
Do you think that's what it is? I think that's what it is, LJ. I think in the back of his mind, he's so knocked to the ground, like you can't even think straight, because all you can't keep thinking about is that monthly mortgage payment.
No, it's either that or those funny cigarettes you keep forcing down my throat before we go on here.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, you mean those 305s?
Yeah, I'm saying the 420s.
All right, now let me get to the other... Let me get to the other story, okay?
Yeah.
Mother burns her own sons to death by putting them in the oven.
What the fuck
German?
Is wrong?
No.
What
was her last name? Yeah.
She, her last name was Wartstein.
Why would you do this?
Her last name was Hitler.
It's another urban family.
It's so gruesome.
Not, again, not, this is not coincidental. Mother burns her own son to death. A Georgia woman has been charged with 2 counts of murder after cops say she killed her 2 young sons by placing them in the oven. I bet they wanted their fat aunt to come over and try that first.
That's the what most I gruesome wanna, thing I've ever
first
heard.
First of all, I want to know if did she brine them first? Did she marinate them?
She didn't have the Jeffrey Dahmer cookbook.
How'd she prep them?
According to authorities in Fulton County, the bodies of a 1-year-old Jakarta pen and a 2-year-old Coyote pen were found in the apartment over the weekend.
Wait a second. You say peyote pen?
Keyonte. Keyounte pen. How would you pronounce
that? Like Keyonte.
Yeah.
Like Keyonte.
Like a liquor, of course.
Yeah, like Keyonte wine. And who's the other name?
Jakarta pen.
Jakarta pen.
That ain't Jakarta. That's Mark Jakarta.
It's
the mother, 24-year-old Lamora Williams, was told authorities she had left the boys in the care of a family member at the time.
Oh.
However, affidavits say that the father of the boys called the cops to the home after Williams contacted him via video chat phone.
What do I smell?
In the crime scene. After I seen what I seen, you know, I called police right away. Jamel Penn had told her, the police.
So she showed him. Her burning the kids in the oven.
These kids just pissed me off.
On FaceTime.
Yeah. So he's witnessing it.
This is terrible.
Can you imagine being a dad? Like, what's the problem at the house? And then, you know, I can't take it. These kids drive me crazy. I put them in the oven.
He must be insane, don't you think?
Well,
yeah.
I would have got, I would have got there before the police and put her in.
I would have killed her.
I would have cut her throat right where she stood.
There's no two ways about it.
I'm sitting there watching this. I'd go to the house, and I'd probably end up calling the cops because I'm a responsible guy. I wouldn't want to, you know, be stupid
enough.
After
you killed her.
No, and
she came at me with that knife that stuck in her throat.
Yeah, we'd have to figure it out.
No, I'd go home, and I'd tie her up first so to make sure that she couldn't fucking kill herself, and then I'd call the cops so she can get what she deserves.
Oh, see, now, wow. I thought you were going to say you were going to go up on her and just cut her fingers off and shit.
The boys were found with burns on their bodies. They also removed an oven from the home, of course. The arrest warrant alleges Williams put her sons in the oven sometime last week between Thursday and Friday, but she didn't set a timer.
That's way too long, Friday, 2 days.
Family members said Laura Williams suffers from mental and health issues, you think?
No kidding, really?
All her life and was suffering from postpartum depression at the time of the alleged murders.
Yeah, a year later, postpartum. The kid was 1 year old, the other one was 2 years old. That's postpartum depression? That's a little too long for postpartum depression.
Maura wasn't right, said Williams, mother Brendan Williams.
I don't want to be your mother, Lamora.
She hasn't been right in what happened 3 months ago. The kid's father left her.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
She tried to cook
Think
him
about
first.
That. Like, you're married, and you know she's your spout. That's her, because it's a story. But, you know, she's a fucking loon.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you're like, they get the fuck. Now, this is the thing. Like, I almost kind of hold him responsible, too. Like, he fucking ran the coop, but you got to take the fucking kids if she's that big of a fucking loon.
Yeah, crazy.
And let me tell you something. That's the problem, because now, okay, as a single guy, what's he going to do? Well, what the fuck? What do you mean, what are you going to do? Those are lives. You figure a way out when there's lives involved.
Yeah.
I mean, God almighty.
Yeah, why would you leave those kids in the hands of a psychopath?
It's insanity, and there's no reason for it. But I'll tell you what, there's so many instances where a wife or a husband wants to get back at their spouse by killing their kids.
But that's such a way.
Thousands of it.
She couldn't have done it in a more humane like way. I mean, it's terrible to kill somebody. But I mean,
there's no humane way to kill a child.
But she put them in the oven and let them burn from the like.
And
think about how terrible that must have.
In
how
Georgia,
painful that would have been.
Drove
about,
a car with 6 kids into a lake in the
the remember that first story that came out years ago when all that woman who drowned her 4 kids, 5 sons, a white lady in
lunatic.
Where was she? Like in somewhere in the Midwest, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She's like Idaho or Iowa? Was she like
no,
Wyoming?
No, she was like up in like North Georgia or somewhere.
Was it
like
there
that.
Too?
It was the South. It was definitely the South. Bless you.
Thank you.
And but what about then your other girl, Casey Anthony?
Who's yeah.
She what a fucking wow. lunatic.
Those poor little babies had to suffer. Oh my God.
Casey
well, in some
burnt,
cases.
Being
and
burnt
she
to
got
death.
Off.
It's terrible. I can't believe she
now. Let me ask you a question.
She's out there hanging out.
And she was banging the her attorney. You knew he was when he saw him. When they were showing the coverage of those trials. You could just tell by the way they walked.
We had him on 850 WFTL network then. He was you could just smell the fucking filth on that prick. He was just fucked up.
Here's a story.
Asshole.
Las Vegas guard Jesus Campos. I'm sure he pronounces it Jesus. Vanished after visiting urgent care clinic, union leader says. This is the guy, the security guard, that was shot. That had where all this thing is getting suspicious about the timeline.
Yeah.
He's missing. The security guard's missing. No one knows who this fucking guy is.
It's a hoax.
That story's a hoax?
Yeah.
I don't think this
is fake news. I think so.
It's Fox
News. Can you look that up?
It's bro? Fox News, Peter.
Yeah, but I don't know. But for some reason, as I was heading in, I heard, you know.
It's a false story.
I thought so, yeah. That they found.
They
know where he is. But there's two other people that are missing. Or dead.
The Mandalay Bay security guard who disappeared last week moments before he was scheduled to break his silence in television interviews has not been heard from since. He was went to a walk-in clinic, health clinic, his union president said.
Ba-dun.
Yeah, the walk-in clinic where you walk in but don't walk out.
Ba-dun. Ba-dun, ba-dun. But there were two other people, Doug, I think, that a 28-year-old woman or something died mysteriously and something else. Elgin, have you found that story yet?
He's gone into hiding, it says.
A spokesman at UMC Quick Care, which has 8 locations throughout Los Angeles, told News on Monday that they had heard nothing about Campos visiting them. So that's why the question's probably in question.
Really?
So it sounds like they're in cahoots. Multiple requests from Fox News to comment on whether he returned on Monday. Hickey said he was meeting with MGM officials Thursday after the hours before Campos scheduled television appearances.
The plot thickens. You know, there are people who, you know, this is going to go on maybe like the Kennedy thing for 1,000 years. You know, there's so many theorists out there. He acted alone. No, there was a second gunman. No, this happened here. There's 6 minutes. Now that's 6 minutes. They just decided that there wasn't a 6 minute gap between the time that he shot the guard. All of a sudden, that 6 minutes is. Oh, no. That's,
it's like a UFO. It's like a UFO abduction.
Yeah.
Is that it? Right?
Mm-hmm. I'm also thinking. It's I don't know, like the second bullet theory and all. Everything.
He was last photographed on October 10th, accepting a hero's award for bravery in the line of duty
from Wawa.
While dining with Hickey and other at a high end Vegas steakhouse, I'm sure it wasn't Rachel's.
Rachel's, yeah,
but he didn't pay for it either.
Soon afterward, investigators said the security guard was shot before the massacre, raising question about whether. The hotel did enough to prevent the bloodshed, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. So.
There was something about the guy who was one of the valet parkers or something, or that guy maybe helped him with his bags. They said there was something about.
There was a girl I saw that was said that she was missing since that.
Yeah,
like
some 28-year-old.
She talked about a second shooter. She was a witness towards a second shooter
that
concept.
Correct. That I think that's what I had heard as well. It's so wild, man. It's like the grassy knoll in Dallas, man. Do you know anything about that? I mean, that's just this JFK.
You think we're a society now that would take, because we have everything in front of us that much, that everybody's going to be like, hey, wait a minute.
It's Big Brother, because now all of a sudden there's, you know, you can't walk down the street without being filmed by
it's
something.
True. There's cameras everywhere.
It's crazy.
By the
it's
way,
crazy.
Yesterday Ciro brought up this, you know, because there is obviously conspiracy theory that there were more than one shooter.
Yeah, right.
By the sounds that were heard, even if you had the thing like that, there were certain so many rounds were shot that you know it could have been Soros people just set up. It's the whole setup,
really, huh?
Yeah, this guy was living. They fed this guy like a pig.
This the Lee Harvey Oswald.
This is
this guy.
He got fed like a pig. Hey, we're going to give you $1 million. Go gamble. He won money. They kept throwing money at him.
Yeah.
Just tell your friends you're a big gambler.
Mm-hmm.
Started handing out his money. Oh, by the way, Manchurian candidate, look at my fucking watch.
Mm.
Go up in that fucking thing and then shoot yourself when you're done.
Right.
Meanwhile, they have, three other marksmen with machine guns in the building, knocking out a bunch of, so-called rednecks that potentially voted for Trump.
Right.
Unless this is a good way to get rid of our guns in this country. Massive shooting. to a high end with a high end, you know.
Wow. Gun sales went up tenfold the next week.
It has a military stink to it from the beginning. When you look at this, and the more I looked at the story of this shooting, wow, there's a lot more of a military strategy towards it.
I think Obama might be behind it.
Well, then you're going too far.
No, there's some kind of, you go up to Kentucky and some of those foothills in the mountains, there's training centers of all these people. It's just, you know.
Well, there's militias and stuff like that.
That's right. Am I right or wrong?
Well, yeah. Here's a story that'll interest you.
What's it about?
China's 8.5-ton space lab will soon crash to Earth, and no one knows where the fuck it'll land.
Talk about a delivery. Do the river? Yeah, we deliver. Wait, watch this fucking 8,000
so pounds. What happened to it? Why is it coming down?
You order 8.5-ton wonton soup.
They forgot to go back. You forgot the duck sauce.
Hold on.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, what the fuck's going on? China's 8.5-ton space lab will soon crash to Earth. Yeah, it was like Skylab, wasn't that? Remember Skylab was in the early 80s? Uh-huh. Wasn't that?
Yeah.
What year was it? You remember?
Nope.
I think it was 81, 82, something like that.
You got a good memory, man. I was just getting out of prison by then. Just
look that up there, but when did Skylab fall?
Skylab.
Everybody thought it was going to land on their house.
Hey, let's make it a contest. Anybody at home know when Skylab fell to Earth? You too can win a free radio show. Dougie, I'm in.
Free T-shirt.
Yeah. You should do some contesting, man.
Yeah, if we had like phone lines and stuff.
No, on Facebook. That's how I do it now.
It says, on July 11, 1979, Skylab rapidly descending from orbit, engineers fired the station's booster rocket, sending it into a turbine, into a tumble, and they hoped it would bring it down into the Indian Ocean.
And that's where it landed.
They were close.
Hmm. What did it hit? How many people did it kill? It was India, fuck it. Calcutta? Oh, we wiped out half of Calcutta.
Yeah, it knocked. Unfortunate guys out there tuna fishing.
Right.
Sometime within the next few months, the heavens will come crashing down. Tiangong 1 will translate to Heavenly Palace.
And what about from column B?
It's China's first space laboratory.
That's Wang from column A.
Launched in September of 2011, serving as a prototype for a permanent space station that aims to eventually be built and launched. But 6 years after it went into orbit, the 8.5-ton laboratory is soon expected to meet its fiery and uncontrollable end by hurling to Earth and hopefully landing on George Soros.
Do you know what that means in Chinese, what the name of that thing? It means, you know, Trump Tower.
Heavenly Palace.
He built that. Trump's Heavenly Tower.
Are they going to make new Skylabs and put them up there?
Well, this is a prototype. They're going to build a bigger one now.
Is the space program dead?
No.
Well, this is the International Space Station, and you got this fucking heap of shit that's coming down.
We'll need somewhere to live when the fucking Korean everybody guy wants blows to, up the world.
Russia, China, and everybody wants to get a base on the moon.
Yeah.
Because you talk about having air superiority.
Yes, and I'll tell you
something.
You
actually have your own death. Think about it. You can create a Death Star with the fucking moon.
That's what Kennedy was trying to do in 63 when the Russians got there first. He was trying to build a whole deal up there.
Right.
Yep.
So yeah, but what if Mars has no atmosphere? How are you going to breathe up there?
No, Earth. The moon.
We're talking about the moon.
Oh, the moon.
Yeah. How are you going to breathe? You got air conditioning.
They got people living on these Skylab places now for over a year.
Right.
Okay, but how are you going to... Okay. Something happens
to the
Earth.
You build a base on the moon.
Now you're up there on the moon. How long are you going to be able to sustain that?
Well, you have no balls, do you?
Let's look at this for a second. Let's say much like Antarctica, those bases which are almost uninhabitable. So let's say you have a group of like 8 to 10 people, 15 people, like all, you know, and all of a sudden the Earth, you can see the Earth get pelted with a fucking asteroid.
Right. Exactly.
And then you're sitting there going, well, I guess we're going to have to slowly paste this oxygen we got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's at trouble. Least, but think about it. Think about what you would get to witness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, you couldn't write about it. No one's going to read it unless 100,000 years or a million years from now, and another life kind of grows into it, right? It takes form.
Yeah.
And the Earth is now beautiful again. They're going to send somebody up to this fucking piece of shit rock that's floating around, and they're going to see this camp that were left by the last human beings
ever, and
actually witnessed. And they'll have photos of it.
Yeah, and videos.
Imagery and documentation.
Facebook.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put that shit on. Imagine they're up there Facebooking as the Earl's Earth. You crazy bastard.
Oh, my God.
Listen, can you live in those places?
That's actually a good plot.
Here's the best part about it. You get to live.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else just fucking died.
Yeah.
Except for the roaches, cockroaches.
Here's the funny thing. You don't live forever, by the way, dude. Just because you're
well, that's my point. But you get to do it in the most. Think about it. Like, you, out of the last 10 people,
yeah.
On you would actually, let's say you lived another 5 years,
mm-hmm.
10 years.
Yeah.
And you would be like, you would be the time capsule of the next. You think about Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have images of yourself where you'd be.
Is that Spanish woman that molested me up in the? Is she gonna be up there with me or no? Could we leave her home?
You would hope so.
First of all, you gotta have.
I think that's
what.
I think that's the problem that we had today. That you opened up with that being molested.
Yeah, that somewhere hurt. Deep, I know that got really. It, I got,
because you really did want to bang
her.
He's like thinking, man, I could have fucked that broad.
No. Yeah.
Speaking of broads, two suspects in Pennsylvania bank heist while wearing nun outfits.
Oh, wow.
What happened? Two nuns robbed a bank?
Pretty much.
Two women dressed like nuns.
Wow.
I'm assuming they weren't nuns.
Two men or two women dressed as nuns?
Two women, Peter.
They were? Because, listen, men dressed as nuns and they robbed a bank down in Fort Lauderdale a few years ago. It was crazy.
They must be an easy costume to obtain.
You just go to Party City. You can probably get a nun costume for real cheap.
About $9.95 right now. Yeah.
Tannersville, Pennsylvania. Two women charged with robbing a pair of New Jersey banks are also suspected of trying to rob a bank in Pennsylvania, Pocono Mountains, while dressed as nuns. 19-year-old Swasilis Pedraza Rodriguez of New Haven, Connecticut, and a 23-year-old Melissa Aquino Arias of the Dominican Republic appeared before a judge in Newark on Jersey on Monday.
It's a bad habit to get into.
Bank robbing?
No, none. Wearing those clothes, it's a habit. You know, it's a bad habit.
Law enforcement officials say the women are also suspected of attempted robbery of the Citizens Bank in Tannersville. But they keep attempting. What happened? They're not very good at it.
No, they're not. They kept stopping to pray. You know, you can't rob a bank on your knees.
You really can't.
You can't see the teller.
You can't beg for forgiveness.
You're on your knees. You hold the fucking note. Over the teller sees is a hand and a note. And you
can't be. Yeah.
What the fuck was that? Oh my God.
No, just get the visual. You see a hand and a fucking note and rosary beads on the fucking wrist. You know.
Yeah. So next time you're at a bank, you see two nuns, jump them.
You're not kidding.
You know what? Like, it's not easy to rob a bank. Why do people try it?
It is actually very easy to rob a bank.
What? But not without the little die? Don't they blow the thing up?
If you don't go in there acting like a complete fucking doofus, you basically don't get greedy. You walk up, say, I got a gun. They got to adhere to you. And then they give you a bag of money. You say, no die packs. And they give you about anywhere between $1,000 to $15,000, depending what's in their drawers, and you walk out.
Right.
What?
And you call Uber?
Yeah.
You Uber guys outside.
Hey, I got to share this story. You think about irresponsibility, okay?
Love it.
Not proper planning. And it has to do with my family. I don't care about exposing my family, but, you know, I just want to add to a family member, let's call him my nephew. I'm paying this person's student loan bill for the last several years. About $6,000 out of my pocket so far. Mm-hmm. Fine. Trying to pay me back. I'm still waiting 2 or 3 months missing. So I get an email, a text saying, I tried to mail it to you with an already used
stamp.
with a pre-used stamp.
Yeah.
How would that work?
And then goes on to tell me about how I'm upset. I'm trying to get out of this place. I want to get a new apartment. I go, listen, I really want to give it. I don't really give a shit about hearing this right now. All I know is this money that you're supposed to be paying me, you thought would be a good idea to try to save 45 fucking cents on.
Right.
And, you know, as important it is to pay your uncle back, you know, and show some responsibility, you show responsibility by taking a 40-something cent stamp and trying to send me the check that I've been waiting for.
Right.
Now,
my wife,
and I'm texting, and I was stern on the beaver.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This kid's never seen fucking discipline, obviously, based on where he's doing right now.
Right.
So I'm like, look, you know, my wife's like, hey, easy. Don't. I'm like, fuck that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be, you know what I'm saying? If a family member is so irresponsible.
Yep.
Come on, man.
You got to keep it real, man. You got to tell them how it is.
This kid needs to learn.
Because then they're always going to come back at you and do the same thing and expect to get away with it.
It all goes back to, not that he probably, I bet he didn't ask for the loan for college, right? But, did he?
No, basically it was pushed to me because I'm the only one who, my brother had no credit score to borrow the money. So
you were nice enough. This was a nice gesture.
It's my godson.
Good. Well, that's a nice gesture.
My wife did, I'll be honest with you, and she'll admit, she said, no way, don't do it. Because, if he's anything like his parents, they'll never pay that loan.
Right. Well, he's your blood, and I had a situation with a brother-in-law that got divorced for, I think, the second or third time and asked me for $5,000 to lend them to, you know, for this down payment on his divorce. My ex-wife pushed me, and gave him the $5,000. I'll pay it back. Well, like maybe a little over a year, the money started coming in drips and drabs. 100 here, 50 there, 100. I mean, you never make the money back. You never get that money. And I'd blow that. It's not like you go to the bank and you keep a pile and I want to get my $5,000 back and put it back in the bank. It never works out.
But here's the best thing about that, at least I could say.
What?
You're getting some sort of stipend.
Right.
Or, maybe. You know, I even told my brother one time, I said, listen, even if you didn't pay me back or even if you said, hey, you just called me and said, hey, I'm really sorry that I'm in this position and I really feel bad about what the fuck I'm putting, you know what I mean?
All you want is the verbal.
I wouldn't even give a shit.
There it is.
People ask me, what do you care about? Listen, I care. It's the bigger picture. You understand?
Yeah, that's more important.
You know, you're going to sit
there. It's the principle of the thing.
Think about the symbolism. You owe your family member, uncle, money. And you thought, you know what, I'm gonna cut this stamp off another envelope so I can send 44 fucking cents.
You ever borrow money?
Yes.
Okay. How guilty did you feel? How bad?
Terrible.
You feel being able not to.
But I make sure I get it right back.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, JT Mutt want to let you let us know that they have concentrators, so they can actually ongoing air if they actually produce it, and it's solar powered.
Oh,
wow!
So they can actually live. Now the question is food.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, they start to grow it at that point. I mean, they're going to set up hydroponic shit there. All that, you know.
We don't get any food. We got weed for the rest of our life.
Yeah, you can grow it.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Doug show.
Oh, what?
Grow me a steak.
I want to thank Mr. Peter Leonard for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
And, of course, Elgin David.
Thank you.
That's right. And don't forget, Wise Guys Comedy Show, our headliner this week, Bear Webb, featuring Marcus Webb.
I love Marcus Crespo. I love Bear Webb. He's great.
I go to DougAlmeida.com. I'm going to be in three different places this week. I'm going to be at the Iron Oak Post in Melbourne on Friday, and I'm going to be at the Grill Special somewhere in Wellington. I got the thing on Saturday. Grill Fashion Grill. Fashion Grill in Weston.
Yeah, beautiful.
In Wellington,
man.
Sorry. Anyway, that's Saturday night.
I got to go and see the
Go order. Online and take it. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. And follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous. And Instagram, at Elgin.
At Elgin David Comic.
Peter.
The Food for Thought Radio Show.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Good night. Goodbye.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.